Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Is this thing on? Is this bitch recording? Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Is this recording? What up, YouTube land, Instagram land, Facebook, Grindr, Jack, BGC? Now, y'all, really, let's get it popping. Last but not least, every single one of them up. Just, all right. Come on, let's go, y'all. Get in here, everybody. It's time for a legendary show. All right. Uh-oh. Let's go. Hold on, Tia. Can you all hear me? DJ, can you hear me in the back? Hello? What is going on, everybody? Get in here. All right? Get in here, everybody. It's time for a legendary show. Now, honestly. I first want to start off by saying I had no intention on doing this live, but it has started really getting spicy in my comments. You know, Jessica Dime jumped in the comments. Chastity from season one jumped in the comments and called Jocelyn all kind of cokeheads. I mean, it really went left. We might get a call in from somebody a little bit later, hopefully. Okay, so we're just going to get into some things. All right, and you see what I title it, because I'm cranking it today. Oh, I'm on one. Okay, I got my orange soda today with a little tequila in it. No lemonade today and no ginger beer. So it was orange soda and tequila. Mm-hmm. And it's the cheap tequila today, too. What is it? This is Jose Cuervo. So it's really finna be some raunchy shit today, all right? Jocelyn Hernandez, do it like it's my bidet, baby. The Puerto Rican princess allows her fiance to cuss out, disrespect, go off on, slightly run up on black women. Where's the outrage? Why isn't this trending? Why have we not canceled? Why have we not petitioned Zeus? Or do we not care? Is it not that serious? Because we think that Ballistic is cute, and we think that Jocelyn Hernandez is a kiki and a cackle. We like her. Is that what it is? We'll talk about it. Hold your horses. All right. So let's talk about this for a second. I don't know if you guys have been watching Jocelyn's Cabaret, but I've been watching it. Okay. I've been watching since season one. You know, I was really watching the Zeus Network when nobody was watching the Zeus Network. They went and struck my channel, child, and I had to go, but we made amends. Me and the Zeus Network is great. We're cool. Love the Zeus Network, because the Zeus Network, they produce some of the trashiest television ever. But it's the best trash you can watch. And just between Black China and Jocelyn's Cabaret, this is some of the best garbage TV you could ever watch in your entire life. It's no shade. This Jocelyn's Cabaret, there's a lot of variables to this. I just want to be honest with you. The first variable is this. That show is trash, but it's the best piece of garbage I've ever watched in my life. I don't even watch TV, but I watch that every week, and I will continue to watch that show. seriously, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. I don't watch The Housewives. I don't watch anything. I watch the Power series, and I watch Jocelyn. I don't even like the basketball. I mean, what is the other one? Natalie Nunn? No. No, I'm not watching that. The Cabaret is where it's at, okay? Because those are real hoes. Those are, this is, this, because really, you're watching it on TV, but it ain't really TV. This is an independent production company. And all you do is you stream that like you streaming me to your television right now. You stream that from an app, okay? So this is not real. That's not production. That's not arched over media television. No, this is independent niggas in real hoes. These are real hoes, okay? Now, the only thing I don't like, I really don't get into the – I probably shouldn't say that. I'm going to stop. I'm not – that's how I get my – you know. Anyway. Hold on. Just put that ice back out. But no, okay, seriously. Jocelyn's Cabaret. Season 2. First of all, here's another variable to this. I would not be going on that show. While I love to watch it, there is no cabaret. This was a suck farts out of Jocelyn's butt show. This is a big up Jocelyn. This is Jocelyn push that terrible music. This is Jocelyn go ahead and bring a bunch of low budget whores on and tell them that you're going to give them an opportunity. Meanwhile, you're taking them out of the strip club. You're taking them away from their pimps or managers, and you're becoming the pimp and manager. And you are talking to these women like they are lower than dirt and more disgusting than the shit on the bottom of your shoe. Not me. I couldn't have went on that show and let her talk to me any kind of way like that. I mean, from season 1, they were $2 hoes. Season 2, they were broke, dusty, ugly, never going to be on her level. You know what I mean? What was the one, the drunk that, you know, that was saying that she don't really need the $10,000? The one with the 18-year-old son, and she's 36 and she's still stripping. I forgot her name. But Jocelyn didn't like that. She said she didn't need the $10,000. I'm like, these are hoes. Do they really need the $10,000? And then she gave the $10,000 to Chanel, the one that she said had the big belly, a big belly hoe, a beer belly hoe, pot belly hoe. You know what I mean? Just real rude and disrespectful stuff. All right. So anyway, she just was like, through the whole series, like no shade, she has been nasty to these girls, demeaning these girls, going in on these girls, talking down on these girls. And, you know, these girls are from the streets. These girls are from the hood. These girls are ghetto. These girls are ratchet. These girls are real hoes. So I felt like for Jocelyn to be giving them an opportunity, she should be treating them better than they were being treated on the street. This was not like she got them on there and played in their face. And she's done it every season. She gets these girls on here and she plays in their face. Now, I don't know how long this is going to last, because I feel like by season 3, people know what Jocelyn going to give. Is she going to run into the right girl that's going to play in her face back? So Zeus Network better make sure they got some real good security, because it's going to be a girl to sign up on that show just so Jocelyn can play in her face, and she's going to gag her. Jocelyn Hernandez, and then they're going to be wanting to cut that out. They're going to be wanting to edit that scene out, because she's going to get the right hoe on the right season, on the right night, and they're going to gag her, because I'd have knocked Jocelyn. I'd have knocked Jocelyn, period. You're not finna keep playing in my face. You're not finna keep trying me. And see, the thing is, you don't really know what's happening. And I like Jocelyn. She's like, as a watcher and as a man, she is sickening. She's a key. But to be on the show with her, absolutely not. You're not finna play in my face. However, when you're watching the show back, I think a lot of the girls got to see, especially this season 2. See, a lot of the season 1 girls, they kind of just fell to the wayside. But the season 2 girls, they came back and they were really feeling the way, because I think they got to see, well, What was this? This was no cabaret. This was some stupid setup that we had. I mean, this was like a mediocre showcase. This wasn't no big stage. This was no opportunity where I'm in here being disrespected and getting my ass whooped for you know, a crowd of 20 people and some folding chairs in a room this big. So I think a lot of the girls started to feel away, you know, when they watched the show be played back. And so they started kind of saying different things about Jocelyn online. Okay. And she had caught wind of it, you know, they had done different interviews and, you know, the girls were just over her. So Jocelyn wanted to have, you know, I guess a conversation prior to the show, prior to the reunion actually happening. And I guess Sapphire's baby daddy had ended up dying somehow. And Jocelyn told her, he's gone. He's dead. It's time to move on. You got to do the show. And so Sapphire was not in the right headspace. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Out of all the girls, I thought Jocelyn Hernandez really wouldn't play with Sapphire because I felt like Sapphire was a little older. She was a little strong. She's from Detroit. I felt like Sapphire was going to knock her. But I feel like even for Detroit, Sapphire really let me down because Sapphire got up there and bitched out and wimped up and simped up. I'm like, Sapphire, I just knew that you was going to let Jocelyn know that she's not finna play with you. She could play with everybody else, Lucky and this one and that one and Big Lex, but she didn't. But she was able to play with you. But I don't know. The white girl was there that got beat up. What was her name? Blueface Barbie. I was glad to see her. She didn't really say much. Actually, Blueface Barbie was supposed to come onto the show, but I think her pimp/manager told her that she couldn't do it. So she didn't end up coming on the day after she had got her third ass whooping from the show. But I kind of wanted to get into that. Like, what did that feel like? What did that look like for you mentally? You know what I mean? Where was your headspace as you were being clobbered like that? Like, what made you do it? You know, however, we didn't get that opportunity. I understand it is what it is. But nonetheless, she showed up as well. Oh, they said she ain't from Detroit, wherever the hell she's from. But anyway. Anywho, so boom, let's get to this reunion. Let's just get to this reunion because this is what I want to talk about. Because, I mean, you ain't seen the show. You got to go back. You got to keep up because this is for people that have seen the show. This is for people who has been watching. Like, if you ain't seen it, you got to go back. Okay. So, so Jocelyn starts to show off. She gets carried out. Everybody's sitting down. Mind you, Lunel is there for what? Okay. I have to say this. I don't understand why the Zeus Network has the white. Like, is she a producer? Why do we have hosts if she's always just going to be the host? You know what I mean? Like, just don't bring the other host. It's kind of like they're trying to usher her in to kind of be like this host or this person. Like, they want her to be famous. I think that the lady, the Zeus Network's wife, I think she wants to be famous because it like sends me that every time like they're supposed to be a host, she's up there as a host. Like even when Jocelyn was hosting one of the, like, why was she up there? Just make her the host. Like, why was Lunel the host? But Lunel didn't say anything. Well, I mean, she did, but she didn't get to run the show. It was almost like bring the people in, but look at my wife. Like, we want to make her the star. Just have her be the host. I don't know. I don't know. That just sends me a little bit because I just feel like I'd be seeing her in music videos and everything. It's like, girl, I don't know. That's my own little personal thing that I just be like, girl, is she in a Black China music video? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay. You know what I mean? But Black China, but I guess they did do the show together. You know what I mean? But I think she was in the Black China Asians Off music video. I'm like, okay. But anyway, okay. But, this is why people don't like me, because I just get up here and I just start saying these things that people would not normally say. But anyway, it's cool. So Lunel is supposed to be the host, but she's not really hosting. Lunel is just side busting and slinging insults. So I don't know if they gave Lunel, because I didn't like Lunel's position either. It was kind of nasty too, because it was like they all feel like these girls are beneath them. Like Lunel, I think, got up there and was like, yeah, all of you women are hoes. It's just like Lunel. Like somebody had a conversation with Lunel and was just like, disrespect them. You know, and everybody was like, giving like Jocelyn was just this queen bee of giving opportunities. So then Jocelyn Hernandez, as all the girls are sitting down, Jocelyn Hernandez comes out being carried on some sort of bed. You know what I mean? Like some sort of genie bed or something, or cradle crib, whatever, some type of sled. And she gets out and she's all extra, this, that, the third. And the first thing she does is just start wearing it out. I mean, say, telling the girl that they look sloppy and salty over there, saying that these girls over here look cheap and ugly and this and that and the third. I mean, and just calling them B-words and B-words. I mean, just going in, just disrespecting them, all of them. And they're all just sitting there. First of all, I'm not finna sit here, and I got kids, I got parents. Some of them is older than Jocelyn Hernandez. Bitch, you're not finna be sitting up here talking to me crazy like this. And this is finna live on for the rest of eternity. Television, my kids gonna have to look up and see a bitch talking to me like they done lost their mind. Please, it's not gonna be me. So, I'm not signing up for nothing like this. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it at all because I'd have been lost it. Okay? So anyway, then they have Ballistic come out, which, by the way, I like Ballistic. Ballistic is very handsome. Ballistic is very cool, even tempered. So I thought, you know what I mean? Like, he seems like he's cool. I feel like him and Jocelyn Hernandez, you know, from time to time, they pick out which girls they like. You know, they take them to the room. They bang them out together. And, you know, it is what it is. Maybe they sign some paperwork and they go. I feel like they have that kind of open relationship. And I think Ballistic understands the type of woman that he's with, which works. However, now, when it comes to the girl Big Lex, Jocelyn Hernandez, first of all, had been going off on everybody, okay? She's been feeling the way because she feels like none of the girls are appreciating her. She feels like none of the girls are appreciating the opportunity, and they've been bad-mouthing her. And Big Lex is basically like, bitch, you got us on here. This is not an opportunity for us. This was like a showcase for Jocelyn Hernandez. You keep saying that you gave us an opportunity, but without us, you would have had no show because we're the peons that you're disrespecting. So stop playing with me, trying to make it seem like you would have had a show without us. So Jocelyn was like, I didn't even really pick you. Tamika picked you. I would have had a show. But I think what Big Lex was trying to say was, girl, if you don't have any girls, you don't have a show. Because the girls are on here for you to disrespect. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have a show if you don't have those girls. So don't make it seem like you're just giving these girls this huge opportunity when in hindsight, them being there is a benefit to you. Because you're stepping on, Jocelyn is literally stepping on them to uplift herself. Some of the same things that she was upset about Wendy Williams for, no tea. But she gets these low vibrational girls, or she gets these girls that, you know, that really don't have a lot of self-esteem. And Lunel said that. And they all were like, well, we have self-esteem. You couldn't have had self-esteem if you get on a show and let a bitch call you a $2 hoe and this, that, and the third, and damn near spit in your face and tell you you worthless, you ugly, and you got on $2 trains and you don't slap that hoe. So don't tell me about your self-esteem, because a bitch with self-esteem is not going on Jocelyn's Cabaret for $10,000 in a fake ass whatever that's supposed to be, performance. I done better performance than that in middle school. Be very clear. I've done better showcase cases than that in elementary. But this is some grand opportunity. Maybe, I guess, they got a little followers instead of the third. I don't know. But hold on. Let me get there. Let me get there. Let me get there. Okay. So she starts going off. And Big Lex. So then Big Lex is like side busting, just like kind of, she's being the voice. And I see a lot of people do not like Big Lex. And I really wasn't into her. I didn't think she was that cute. And I think that she, like some of the little tips that she had with the other girls, like she was the one that, you know, did the double homicide and this and that. Like, but I'm not even talking about this. I'm just talking about the relationship with Jocelyn and the other girls. So I understand why Big Lex was kind of trying to be the voice, because she like, child, we always talking about you. And that's true, because Jocelyn had smoke for all of them. She didn't like none of them. But none of the other girls was really saying anything. However, it did seem like Big Lex, every time Jocelyn would be talking to someone else, Big Lex would try to have a moment and intervene or you know, take camera time. And for some reason, which I don't know if Zeus Network is independent or this, and I don't understand television. I don't work in television. I'm just a nigga on YouTube with a camera and a mic. Okay. But I don't understand if it's your network and it's your production team and you are filming, how are you running out of time? So apparently the network was running out of time. It was time for them to wrap the show. But everybody was supposed to get a chance to speak. But everybody didn't end up getting a chance to speak because they ran out of time. I don't know. That was, but conveniently, Tamika offered all the girls to come on her platform and interview. You get it? But anyway, I don't know. But that's just funny to me. Anyway, okay, so keep going. So boom. But before all that, I guess Jocelyn was trying to talk to the yummy. Was that yummy? These names be the fool. The little psycho crazy one. Now, mind you, she's a little psycho. She is like a little witch. I don't trust. She tried to talk like this, like a little baby. And she had on pink. And she's a little psycho cuckoo nutcase. Okay? She's the one who beat up the porn star when the porn star was looking down. And then she was screaming like a raging bitch. You didn't know what was going on with her. So Jocelyn was going in on her and trying to talk. And Big Lex kept talking and side busting and saying stuff. And so Jocelyn was like, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to talk? So then Ballistic gets involved because Big Lex is like, girl, you're not going to shut me up. You're not going to put your hands on. Like, she got to the point where you're not going to keep punking me. And I'm with her. Like, girl, this is my last time I might see you. Bitch, I didn't let you play in my face all this time. You're not finna get up here. Like, because now I didn't realize this showcase wasn't no showcase. This was all about Jocelyn Hernandez. This was a shit show about how great you are and how horrible we are. You done got up here and said you was 10 decades in, which is 100 years. And how we're nothing, and how you're everything, and how you've given us this opportunity. Bitch, I'm tired of you and your opportunity. But I'm going to take this opportunity right now to let you know you're not going to play in my face for this one last time, bitch. So if you don't remember anything else, you're going to remember I'm not the bitch that you're going to play in their face. That's the energy I would have been on. However, Jocelyn, I feel like she can play like that because she's got the security of Zeus Network and she keeps Ballistic around, and he is willing to protect her at all costs. Because even when they were fighting, what's the blue face? The white hoe. The blue face, she was fighting Lucky. Ballistic was getting on to like, why are you in that? And why, like, back up? Like, he was getting real turned up. Like, I don't like that energy. Because if Jocelyn could be out here busting all these shots, talking all that shit, listen, snatching bitches by the neck, you don't need to be in it trying to jump in. Like, that's bullying. That's not fair. Like, you can't have her walking around like Billy Badass because she feel like you'll jump in and protect her. Like, you're her extra security. But she can go and run in, snatching bitches by the neck, threatening hoes. Because everybody know that you'll secretly run up and hit one of them hoes if they hit Jocelyn. No, not going to happen. And, you know, and that's why I wouldn't have been on that show, because they wouldn't have been playing with me like that. But anyway, so Ballistic ends up going off on Big Lex because he wanted Big Lex to shut up. Okay. And so let's play the clip of Ballistic going off on Big Lex. And see, what this clip don't show is when Jocelyn came and swung when Jocelyn threw that thing at her, first of all, like, I was watching this last night, and I'm like, bitch, I would have beat the brakes off of her. I would have destroyed the whole set. They would. You gonna let a bitch throw a candle, a three level candle in my face, and then her nigga gonna run up on me? And y'all think I'm finna come out here and be cool? No, I'm finna turn this bitch around. Jocelyn really finna get her one. Like she, bitch, you're not gonna meet me, Foss me, bitch. You're gonna get your one today. Today. You're going to sneak me with a candle? Okay. But as a viewer, I'm like, girl, this is a tea. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hyped as a viewer. But what it didn't show is Big Lex got turned up because she was ready to fight. Ballistic runs up like, what's up? What you going to do? You ain't going to do shit. What's up? What's up? I'm like, so the nigga is running up on her. And so I'm uncomfortable listening to this whole exchange because my issue is, and this is where we get down to it. Yes, I've seen it on the different urban blogs. But since we'd like to do this here on my channel, I feel like we can do it back. You let a Hispanic woman, Puerto Rican woman, sit on stage with her racially ambiguous Cuban, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, whatever, ain't fully black nigga. Sit up there in a group of black women and call her stupid as F. Tell her to shut the f up. And it's a kiki. Where's the outrage? Where is the cancel culture? Where are the women? Where are they tagging Zeus Network? Why haven't they been made to issue an apology? You know why? Because the women don't really care that much. They think Jocelyn's a key. She's entertaining. Do it like it's my bidet. They're used to that. They'll accept that from a nigga. Let that have been Sydney Starr. Let that be a tranny or a man, you say. Let that be a gay man or a homosexual. Oh, can you imagine the ridicule? Can you imagine those gay men? They always want to be in women's business. They think they're women. Those trannies aren't women. Why are they in women's business? Why is that gay man even up there? That LGBTQ community thinks that they can just get away with anything. They love disrespecting black women. Oh. Then we see this, and it's just kind of like, girl, well, Big Lex was talking too much, so he told her to be quiet. Oh, okay. So when we have conversations surrounding the baby and him slapping bitches and niggas like Ballistic running up on hoes, when we say, why is there no output? Outpouring? Listen, I'm a gay man, but where's the black women that's frustrated about this? Yeah, the blogs are posting it, but no one's talking about it. Where is the outrage? Where's the hashtag? Where's the trending Twitter? Ballistic should be trending on Twitter. The gays had the baby trending because he went too far. See, it can't be protect black women only sometime. It can't be, oh, we love it. Do it like it might be day. No, do it like my bidet ain't black either. Just like Cardi B ain't black. Right? Remember? Jocelyn black. Ballistic black. Oh, I don't know. But one thing I do know is all them holes up there was, now, a lot of them was dark too. And he was talking to them like a dog, like bitches and whores. Where's the outrage? Well, I was disgusted. Nonetheless, that's why I'm talking about it, because I was uncomfortable. I was cringing because I'm like, why was that nigga up there? Why are you sitting up there? And why are you getting in this? Like, first of all, if Jocelyn can't handle herself, she shouldn't be popping off like that. She shouldn't be talking so much big shit if you're going to have to come in and protect her, because that's not fair. These other hoes don't got niggas to ride for them. But listen, you stronger than everybody. And the security ain't going to do nothing because Jocelyn Hernandez is their star. I would not be going on Jocelyn's Cabaret. And I heard through the grapevine, I don't know if this is true or not, I heard that there might be a transgender on season 3. So you know they're going to try to shake it up. And you know, and Zeus Network is very good for that. They're very good for he, she, we type of situation. Very much a mangina, very much a Sydney Star situation where she gets into, I'm a chick with a dick and I'm a man with a wig and a dick. And, you know, she gets into all of that. So I'm sure there'll be another exploitative transgender on there willing to be exploited by the Zeus Network, because the Zeus Network definitely takes trans and homosexuality and exploits them. It's no tea, but they make mockery. They put them in compromising situations with other women and have women misgender them, and they can't fight back. Yet, you got Ballistic talking reckless like this and damn near ran up on that girl. But a mangina, she can't do that. Sydney Starr was put in the contract. Sydney Starr can't even go on the show. The whatever show that it was, the stupid show with Natalie Nunn, couldn't even go on that show until she agreed not to hit them women. But them hoes was spitting on her. But because she's a transgender, she would be looked at as a man. However, you got this straight nigga about to run up on this girl. He didn't even have security. They were holding Big Lex back. And Jocelyn is the one that attacked her. Cheryl, please. I wouldn't be going on that damn show. I wouldn't be doing it. And so I don't know if they're going to have a transgender on the next one. I heard that. I don't know if that's true. That's allegedly. But I don't know if that's going to be safe, because what? That show, them girls fight. They're going to try it. Jocelyn's going to try it. And if it's one of the girls that I think that it is, that I heard is supposed to be, this girl, she gives a lot. So what's going to happen if she pop one of them hoes? Then it's going to be a man fighting a woman. I want us to refer back to this video. Snow tea. So now it got interesting because, my girl Jessica Duff, she jumped in the comments. Now I think her, I forgot their relationship, but I'm not sure if her and Jocelyn are friends or not. Now she kind of agreed with Jocelyn previously. I don't have that comment. Let me see. I didn't screenshot that one. I did. I just didn't upload it. So what she first said was, did you watch the whole show? Because I said, here's what I said. I said, this is what I be talking about. There's no outrage. For this grown man sitting up there arguing and cursing out a black woman and secretly was about to run up on her, yeah, people are posting about it, but people aren't really talking about it. Let that have been a queen, a gay man, it would have been all types of LGBT community this, they want to be women that, blah, 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 blah. But for the cute trade, it's quiet. When I mean trade, I mean like, you know, the cute man, masculine man, straight identifying. That's what I mean. Okay, boom. So Jessica Dime says, did you watch the whole show? In no way am I saying he was right, but she was trying it. I wish he would have just let Jocelyn handle it. So that's what she said first. Then I responded. And then she came, and then she said, here's also what she said. My honest opinion from knowing her and being in the strip club environment, it's like Jocelyn forgot that she doesn't have to be on 10 anymore. How we had to be in the club. We was in a dog-eat-dog world, so any little thing we would fight about and blow small things out of proportion because we were fighting for respect, and bitches really was snakes. The girls already respected her. She forgot. She had been where these girls are at one point, and she doesn't have to treat them that way. I agree, but I think it's for the ratings too. And I'm not going to say what I wanted to say. I don't like to put things on people because I don't like people putting things on me. I don't know. But to me, Jocelyn was full. I don't know what she was full on. She could have been full on water. She could have been full on air. But something, she was a little bit woohoo
once she had a little bit too much water, or she had a little too much air. Okay, she had well, I don't know what season it was. I don't know if it was a snowing. I don't know if it was hot. I don't know if it was raining. But it was somewhere. It was the climate. She was high up. She was something on the climate. Okay. She was in another place. Okay. She went to the bathroom, took a bathroom break, came back, and she was there. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Are we still here? Are we good? Let me make sure, Trail. Okay, yeah, we good. Oh, they said it's freezing. Let me see. I don't know why it's doing that, Trail. Let me make sure. We're going to have to get through it, though, because I'm not ending this. So if it's freezing like that, pay it. Hold on. Let me reset. Let me hold on. Let me do this. Let me hit this with this real quick. Let me hit this without. Let me refresh my screen. Okay. Boom. Okay. So then Chastity came in. Now Chastity was on season one. Now, if you don't remember Chastity is one of the girls that was attacked by Jocelyn Hernandez. Okay? And this is what Chastity said. Hold on. Let me get you what Chastity said. They're both lame as F, coked out, Tina Turner sit down somewhere. Now, these are not my thoughts. This is not what I'm saying. This is what Chastity said, okay? I did not say this. She said they are both coked out. But remember, okay, some of you guys don't remember who Chastity was. Let me see. Let me show you who Chastity is real quick. Hold on. Let me show you who Chastity is. Where is it at? Hold on. Okay, so that's Chastity. Did you need to see that one more time? Okay. And so that rage like that. It's the rage like that. It really gets you to a place. And so that was Chastity. So that is the one who is alleging that Jocelyn and Hernandez and Ballistic are lame as F, coked out, Tina Turner, sit down somewhere. Okay. What happened? All right. So I'm going to open up the lines. You got to come back in. I don't know why I would kick you out. That's YouTube. All right. So 7931, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. So, but real quick, what happened? The whole live went off and then it came back. Like, it played ads for some people. And for me, the whole thing went off. It went off like you ended the live and then you came back on. So I don't know what that was.
That's giving like YouTube. I don't know what that's giving. That's YouTube.
Yeah. So what I wanted to say was that I don't understand, like, okay, I get why people should be upset about it, but just hear me out. Like, yeah, he shouldn't be talking to females like that, et cetera. But I can understand why some people might not be outraged because, okay, like you said in the beginning, Jocelyn herself, yes, yeah, she's a woman too, but she's been talking to them crazy from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody said I sound muffled. Hold on. She's been talking to them crazy from the jump. So I feel like it's the way that she's been talking to them from the very beginning, like you signed up to be disrespected. That's just my opinion.
Mm.
And like you sitting here saying the whole time, like, I'm not finna come nowhere to be disrespected. Me and Jocelyn would have been fought. Like, she's like, oh, girl, like, we just would have had to get it. Then we could have been good later, and we probably would have had to get it again because you're not finna keep talking to me like that. Like, first of all, who are you, girl? Are you just taking your opportunity to be Stevie J 2.0? Like, this is what it seemed like to me, that you just taking the opportunity because you was treated like dirt for so long by niggas, and, you know, niggas were trying to send you back to the strip club like Stevie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know, you was riding the bus with Stevie J, and now since you done got you a little some little razzle-dazzle, and now you getting somewhere on the, like you said, it's not even real TV. It's not even real TV. You doing too much for me, and where is the cabaret? I don't even need multiple seasons for the cabaret to pop up.
Well, you've seen the cabaret. The cabaret was the show, the showcase.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the cabaret?
I thought it was, that's what it, oh, maybe I was confused the whole time, girl. I guess
that
I just, it didn't register to me. That was it. Okay. See, that's the problem for me. You're doing way too much, and it's not giving nothing for me. So for every girl on there, I'm like, you signed up. Used to be disrespected again. I'm not saying it's okay how he ran, tried to run up and do all that. And security definitely should have told that nigga to sit down because what are you doing? These are females. What are you doing? Josh Lynch should have told her nigga to shut up and sit down. And like you said, because if you can't handle it, what are you even doing? You've been dishing it out all this time, talking. And like you said, well, we don't have to see you no more now. So this is the last time I'm going to see you. So now let's get it. I don't care no more, especially if I didn't win the money. Now I really want to beat you up because I might have held my tongue if I needed the money. But like you said, these are real hoes. Do you really think they did? All of them don't need $10,000. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's that. But it's just, you know, like it's kind of hard for people to, I think it's hard for people to be fully outraged by something like this when you signed up for what you signed up for. Like, since the jump, you've been getting talked to crazy. So it's kind of like, hell, if y'all like it, I love it. If this how you want to get up, sit up and get talked to, then,
I still don't,
I mean,
feel like
really
that
gotta,
man, I feel like she should have done it. I just don't feel like that man should have been talking to them like that. I really
and
don't.
And don't get me wrong, I don't think you should have either. I really don't, because like I said, you giving real female vibes, running up on girls. Like, what are you trying to do? I don't understand. Did it make you feel good? Did it make you feel big? Like, I don't get that. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what it is for me. Like, and what is even $10,000? That's not enough for me to sit up and get talked to like that. It's really not. You can do a whole lot for $10,000. You can do a whole lot to get $10,000 without getting berated on national internet apps because it's not TV. You know, you can do a lot more for that.
That's all right.
I have to say. So
thanks,
maybe
Bo.
That's why there's no outrage. All right, bye.
Right. I don't know, because it's saying some people it's good, some people it's not. I don't know what's happening with YouTube right now, but I'm not starting this thing over. So it's just going to be what it's going to be. Because it's good for me. 6676, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just had to chime in about Jocelyn Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bully.
Mm.
And she's been a victim in her life. So, you know, people kind of know that bullies go on to bully others, but the fact that she's being like backed by VH1 and Zeus essentially to act out, I think her behavior is going to get worse. And that's,
well, she's not being backed by
man,
VH1. I think she sold her show to WeTV. Yeah.
You're right. She is at WeTV and she has that reality TV show history of getting paid to act a fool.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to continue to be a menace, and I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up getting her man to step in on her behalf when it's time to get down, if she really doesn't respect the girl, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I
and he's willing to do so.
She, Absolutely, because that's the most money he's ever seen rolling with her, which makes no sense at all either.
But what do you feel about him? I want to talk about him. Do you think that that was right for him to be talking to a woman like, I don't care about, they signed up to be talked like that from her, but should he have gotten involved and then start talking to them like that?
No, absolutely not. I think that Jocelyn afforded him an opportunity to be disrespectful to everyone else except her, and so she's all right with it. I think it's disgusting, and I also think that it's a sign, right, of what he's going to be like to her, right? Because if he can blast out other women, right, what makes Jocelyn different when she disagrees with him or the money's wrong? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, I just want to hear, because I'm interested to hear how the women feel about how he responded like that, because I just think that that was, or are we just used to that?
I think that people are used to it, and it being entertaining doesn't help it, you know? I mean, not entertaining to me, but entertaining enough to put on internet TV, and I wish that there could be some kind of censorship. I mean, the way that they behave on that show is wild, but the way that he behaved as well is like, it's not entertaining for me. I don't think it's healthy, and it's a hard pass.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to take some more calls. Okay. 1616, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Okay, so I want to start off by saying, like, I was honestly, when I watched it, I was so shocked the way Ballistic reacted. And it was even more shocking, like, how none of the women, like, really said anything. Like, it almost looked like he was actually going to go up to her and charge her. And I feel like it's kind of common for, you know, black women to be talked like that by black men, and nobody really does anything. And I also noticed, like, on Twitter, it's not getting, like, that same, you know, protect black women energy. Like, Jocelyn is, you know, racially ambiguous. She's not, I don't think she's black, but the way she was degrading black women, you would just think, you know, all the protect black women posse would show up in support, but
no, they're never going to do that. It doesn't matter because, you know, it's not Cardi B. It's not Cardi B, or it's not, or they like Jocelyn, and a lot of them feel superior over Jocelyn because she has a speech impediment and she's not really kind of as successful, I guess. However, you know, so they feel like they're still in a way, even though that she's got the body and she's got the racial ambiguousness about her, you know what I mean? They still feel like, oh, Jocelyn Hernandez is ignorant. So, you know, they feel like they have an upper hand. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, because it's like, if that was a trans, if that was a gay man, if that was a Cardi B, if that was anybody else, they would be going off. So where is the Protect Black Women movement when this man is up here? Why am I continuously hearing from women on and off air that this is normal? So if this is normal, you cannot be upset when other groups are like at a point when they're like, well, why isn't this community speaking up? Why isn't this happening when you guys don't even want to speak up for it because you're okay with it? Like, it's like, yeah. We'd rather ride with the man anyway. I see people saying, well, Big Lex was wrong. It's like, so should she be double teamed by a man and a woman? Or should she just go head up with the bitch that was talking to her?
Yeah, even the host, like, I was really surprised, like, Lunell didn't even say anything, nor Nisha, whatever her name is, the host, but it was like, that's not okay. Like, especially on the black platform, to have a black man aggressively berating and he was honestly low-key slut-shaming the women on the stage. It was just really disrespectful. But that's all I want to say, Armand. Have a great show. Bye.
Bye. No, that's just what it is. And I just needed to call that out because I've always said this. Black women do not protect each other when it comes to one another. They only protect themselves against white women, Hispanic women, gay men, transgenders. That's when it – but if it's another man in the mix – that could be, that's a very masculine, heterosexual, dominating man. They're going to choose the man side. That protect black women shit goes out the window. And so that's why we're like, all that is BS. Cause it only works when
it's a community of people that you don't feel is superior or on your level. Okay, so I don't know who this is, but I'm going to take it just because of the area code. 9271, you live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, 9271, you live on the air.
Oh, you're calling the last four. Hey, Armand, this is Cassidy.
Oh, what's going on? Yes, I'm glad that you called in. How are you? Girl, I haven't talked to you since like maybe a year or 2 years now.
I know. I haven't talked
to you. How's everything going?
Long. Everything is going well. Just, you know, running these businesses. What's going on?
Nothing. So you're still doing your Airbnb businesses and all of that good stuff?
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay, so, well, you know I'm here for the tea, okay? So, Chad, what did you, first of all, what did you think about this season? Now that you've already been on one and now there's been a second season, like, what did you think about this season of the Cabaret?
Oh, my God. Honestly, Armand, I have not watched, I mean, I didn't even continue watching season one, but I have not watched season two. I actually got my brother logged in, your best friend. I got his log.
Tell him I said hi.
I'll tell you said hi. I've been watching season two reunion, and I'm just like in wow. Like, I'm just like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is freaking crazy.
So was she with Ballistic during that time that you, yeah, I think they were, huh? Was he like that? Like, what did you think about Ballistic going off on the girl like that? Like, is that a rule that you guys can't touch Jocelyn, but she can talk to you crazy? Like, is that a rule on set?
It must just been a rule. Honestly, Ballistic, when he was around when we were filming season one, he was, like, a very cool, calm. He was like a gentleman. Like, he was really the opposite of Jocelyn. So this was very surprising. When I seen the clip on your Instagram today, I'm like, no, this is, like, disrespectful. You don't come at any woman. I don't care what's going on. You do not come at any woman like that and think it's okay. Like, why are you talking to her like that? And then you allow your woman to just, like you said, bash women. And then everybody thinks that shit is so cool. And that's not cool. I don't care if you get somebody opportunity. You don't throw that in their face every minute you get. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
right. And I feel like Did you, after you watch, well, you watch yours, obviously, and you kind of see what's going on with season two. You know how Jocelyn is. So did at some point, did it click to you like, this ain't no opportunity. This is all about her and her ego.
Well,
like, when did that click?
Yes, that clicked actually before the fight, because, you know, originally Jocelyn was someone that I was actually cool with. She was an associate and before the show, and she asked me to do the show. Mind you, I was not dancing. When the show aired, I actually retired, but I did it because, you know, I call her my homegirl. So when she was coming at us like that, when we were filming, I was just like, hold on now. Bitch, you're not going to talk to me like that. Like, I'm a grown woman. At the end of the day, these women are grown. No matter what they do to provide for their families, these are grown women, okay? I don't care if they suck in dick. I don't care what they're doing. They're grown. You need to talk to them like they're a grown woman. Like, she's just like belittling these women, and I don't fucking like it. Like, and then you call me a bully. Everybody say, oh, because you're a bully. No, Jocelyn, she told me, oh, I don't want you guys to be, she set that up as a producer. She set that up. Nobody's a bully. I'm cool with Jay and Lucky. So I hate when people come to my page and like, oh, you're a bully. You don't like dark skins. In reality, Jocelyn, she knows what she's doing. She acts like, oh, the girl who had the abortion on the show, because I'm watching the reunion, she's like, oh, you know, you're a beautiful black, you know, woman, blah, blah. But in reality, bitch, you don't like her. She just do that to, like, get people to like her. Like, she just like that. And it's really bad. Like, if you don't like black women, oh, they're $2 hoes. They did this, that. How you giving them an opportunity and you're just making them feel like they ain't shit? Like, you not shit. Like, you won't be shit if you didn't have people that was coming on shows trying to support you. They're, at the end of the day, she's helping them and they're helping her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made a comment on my page and said they're both lame as F, coked out, and Tina Turner, sit down. This is not the first time you've alleged that Jocelyn Hernandez has been on cocaine. What is that tea?
I mean, that's like, who doesn't know that tea? I mean, come on now, like, you're sober acting like that? That's just a little, I don't know. I mean, me personally, I haven't seen anything, but I mean, I know my shit, and I'm not definitely gonna I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, we all know, everybody knows. Like, come on, that's what it's giving. Coked out vibes.
So you feel like she was coked out at the reunion, allegedly? Because we can't confirm or deny. But I'm just.
She probably took an extra dosage for the fucking reunion. Come on now, she wants to be top rated television. She's trying to bring out television. She wants to do what Mona was doing to her. She's trying to pimp out these women.
I think the show was entertaining. I wouldn't go on there. I don't know how you guys went on there. Maybe it was the first season, so you probably didn't know what you were expecting. I wouldn't went on there for a second season. And for a third season, I'm definitely not doing a third season. Especially, like, what did you think about Sapphire? Did you hear what she said to Sapphire? About Sapphire's baby daddy passing away, and Sapphire was on season 1 and 2.
Yes, and Sapphire is so sweet, and she really fucked with Jocelyn. I can't believe she said that to her, but you know, hey man, it's
what my thing is. Do you are all of you guys scared of her? Like, why ain't nobody ran up on her?
Who's scared of
and
her?
And whooped her ass.
Well, let's get it together. Let's get together. Zeus cuts and edits everything. Jocelyn got her ass whooped. That's why there was never a season 1 reunion, because Jocelyn knew she was going to get her ass whooped again. Honestly, yo, they gave her, see, her being in a position to be a producer, that's why she's saying, oh, cut that bitch mic off. That's not how you run the show. If you a boss, you're going to let them talk. Let them express themselves. I don't see it making it season 3, honestly. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just like, I felt like if out of anybody, Sapphire would have checked her and told her, "Don't play with me." And Sapphire, I kind of feel like punked out.
And that's why I had checked her in season 1. I'm like, hold on, bitch, you're not gonna come at me like this. And bitch, you got evicted from your crib. You're not even staying in the house that you were staying at when I met you. Bitch, you stay in the whole apartment now. You ain't about to come for me. I'm a whole yo, listen. $1 million woman. I'm not on none of that time. You're not going to talk to me crazy. And that's where that has stemmed from. And everybody's saying, oh, you got whooped, blah, blah. No, Jocelyn caught me off guard. And Jocelyn actually got her ass whooped. That's why there's no season 1 reunion. That's why there wasn't. Please, I want everybody to go to her page and ask her why it wasn't a season 1 reunion.
So it's safe. So are you and Daisy still friends? Are you and Daisy still cool?
Of course.
So you and Daisy still cool. So you guys would never do a season 3.
No, they called us for season 2. Tamika called us for season 2. I laughed. I have it, you know, recorded, and I laughed. I'm like, are you serious? You guys made it seem like I was a bully on TV. And in reality, my producer is leading me. What a producer does is, hey, this is how this situation is going to go on. This is what we're about to film. This is what I need you to do. And yes, it's an opportunity. So you're going to be like, okay, cool. I'm going to, you know, like, it was... Girls are catty, especially in a strip club. So bitches who don't know, who never been in a strip club, girls are always catty. It's normal. It's in our nature, you know? But to be a bully, no. The real bully is Jocelyn.
That was interesting. I just don't like how, you know, but for as a viewer, I'm not going to lie. I love it. But as a person on the, like, when you watch the show back, I'm just like, I don't understand how, like, people, like, girl, you would not be sitting there talking about me. And I'm realizing that there is no cabaret. This is all about Jocelyn's ego about how she's this, that, and all you hoes want to be like her and are jealous of her.
That is what is given, because when I signed up for Jocelyn Cabaret, it was for me to talk about my business and how I was a dancer and how I, you know, there's more to just dancing. There's motherhood. There's, you know, a businesswoman. Like, these girls are hustlers.
Yeah, and they don't show that. They make you guys look like you guys are streetwalking whores that are looking for an opportunity from Jocelyn. And then she becomes your pimp.
Exactly. She want to be a madam. Like, it's entertaining, though, and I love the little, you know, performances, because now, girl, all you do is perform.
Let's be real. I got two real questions I need to know. The first real question is, did you get paid from that show? Do Zeus pay you?
No, I got paid very little. I spent that.
Wait,
shit,
you don't get
so
paid?
I don't. Listen, the way I don't know our contract was because season one was supposed to be a pilot. So we got paid a check, yes, but it wasn't worth it. It really was not worth it.
Okay.
I don't know how much they're paying for season two. I don't know if they're getting, you know, checks like weekly or whatever or however it is. But Zeus is an independent network, and I'm pretty sure they're just cutting a little check. Jocelyn's getting the biggest check, and that's just that.
Girl, so now you're not even getting paid to be talked to like a $2 hoe. Wow. Okay.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it takes a special bitch to do something like this. Okay, so boom. The last question is, honestly, how did you feel being up there dancing to Jocelyn Hernandez music? Like, you couldn't have thought that shit was good. Or you really felt like that shit is good music.
Doing on my B-Day is not That's very catchy.
No, I'm just saying,
what
was the one that y'all was dancing to or y'all was supposed to dance to?
We didn't dance to any of her songs. They
because you didn't get
it,
to
like,
get put in the video. You didn't get to, you and Daisy weren't allowed to be in the video.
I'm glad I was in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know what I was doing until season one. So I can't really, like, I was really blindsided by the whole season one, you know, thing. So I can't, but these girls, if they go to season three and you guys allow this woman to talk to y'all like this, this is crazy. Like, every time I look at a clip, I just really get mad, and I really don't like to dwell on the Jocelyn Cabaret show because I have my own business and I deal mm-hmm. with women, and this is separate. You know, people really think what they see on TV or the internet streaming or whatever you want to call it, Zoom, they think that's real life. And I have a business where I work with women every day, and I cannot make that real life. And so I try not to, like, dwell on it. But when I see the shit, like, I seen that today, I was like, no, this is crazy. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It definitely was a mess. But I appreciate you for calling in, Chastity. Thank you so much. I'll let you get back to work. We're going to go ahead and wrap up here.
Anna.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks for calling in. You have a fantastic day. Bye. That was Chastity from season one of Jocelyn's Cabaret. I didn't know they wasn't getting paid. I mean, she said she was getting paid, but they weren't getting paid like that. Because remember, Tokyo Toni, she said that she wasn't even getting paid. So, you know, and she had went on a whole tirade for 6 months asking for a check from Zeus Network, and they were dodging her like a bad kidney transplant. I don't know if you can dodge that, but you get what I'm saying. Well, how are we doing? Are we here? That's a lot going on with that. Well, we got a lot of callers in queue. I do not think I'm going to get to everybody because we are over an hour. So it's definitely giving a super chat to the top. Let me just see who we got right here. 6258, you're live on the air. Hello? 6258.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can
yes.
You hear me?
What's going on? Yes.
Oh, hey, Arma. You know, I love your show. So this is what I want to say as somebody who's really subscribed to Zeus and be really watching this show faithfully. So this is the thing. I feel like Jocelyn has a heart, but I feel like Jocelyn is still at the same time a bully. And I feel like she's bullying these girls. I feel like she's under the influence of some type of drugs, but throughout watching the whole season, she tried to actually be there for the girls. So I don't know why she's acting like this at the reunion. I really just feel like it's about her not having no class. Jocelyn never mm-hmm. had class. And as far as Ballistic is concerned, let me tell you something. Ballistic, what she did to Lex was inappropriate, it was disgusting, it was wrong, and it is, I just want to let you know, it is a lot of outrage going on about that. Like, if you go to her comments on her Instagram, people are flaming her. If you go on Zeus and you go to the shows, people are roasting her. I'm one of the people on there that's dogging the crap out of her. So a
okay.
lot of people don't appreciate what they saw. I really just think it's probably not getting the type of attention because it's probably not a lot of people subscribe to Zeus to see everything, okay, how it unfolded, and Ballistic is a nobody, so nobody really cares about him. But it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate regardless. It was inappropriate. And Chastity is a bully, so that's why she got dragged. So I don't know why she's trying to act like she wasn't a bully. She was a bully. So that's why she got dragged, and she deserved it. But anyways, that was it.
Well, you said what you said. Well, Chastity, if you're still listening, she just said what she said. Okay, thanks, Boo.
Thank you.
Bye. 5138, you're live on the air. Hey, what's going on?
Going on, let's talk about it. So,
okay,
I personally feel like what he did was completely out of line. When I watched it last night, it completely blew me because it made it seem like Lexa did something. I don't feel like what she did wanted him to be speaking to her like that, and I wish she had somebody she could have called up there to go ahead and handle that for her, because at the end of the day, it was completely out of line. Jocelyn throwing the candlestick holder, we definitely would have tore that whole stage up. When nobody, it would have been over after that, because I would have blacked out. We would have told that. I just couldn't appreciate that at all, because at the end of the day, I'm a female where I don't argue with him. I don't even feel like she was trying to argue with him either. And I feel where she was coming from. Y'all not going to be talking to me like, we don't wait all our life to be grown. Like, you're not going to talk to me like I'm your child. You know, if you don't talk to your child like that, you're not talking to me like that. Go talk to your kid like that. Don't play with me. Period. I don't even care if it was $50,000. I don't care. And then y'all talking crazy, even the way that she talked to the winner. Jocelyn ain't even gave that girl that 10K yet.
Right. They don't even have a $10,000 yet with the pot belly hole.
Right. So I'm like, come on, you sat here, you talk crazy to this girl and did all this extra stuff to this girl, and for $10,000, I can go get $10,000. I can pull it out of somewhere, like for real. You're not going to talk to me like that. So I could respect that Big Lex wasn't allowing them to talk to them. Like, you know, I understood they felt like she was trying to get a moment or whatever, but there's a way to go about everything. And it kind of irritated me that we couldn't even get to hear everything or hear everybody else's side, because y'all sitting up here acting a fool and y'all want to be trying to basically double team this girl. We couldn't hear what Sapphire said. So they made sure Sapphire didn't get to say completely out of her mouth what Jocelyn said to her. I felt like it would have been over before it started anyway, just because me and Jocelyn would have had to fight in the back, because don't tell me to get over my child's father dying and he died at 6 o'clock in the morning. She wouldn't have made it on that stage, period. Because first of all, I don't know if they scared or not, but Jocelyn definitely ain't never beat nobody up all like that. It never gave that. So it would never give that, like, somebody is just about to be scared of you like that, because the only reason I've always looked at Jocelyn like she's going to try to run up on the weakest person. She's never going to run up on nobody that's like that with her. That's why when Miss Natural was getting at her, you never seen her get
Miss
close.
Natural,
like,
Miss Natural crazy cuckoo ass will whoop her ass up. Miss Natural will get with her.
Exactly. You never seen her get too, she didn't cross that line too much with her, because it was like, oh, I see you. I see you. Like, I know you're not gonna get in her face and be like, oh, so you cough? Oh, you cough?
Oh, yeah.
Or
you coughed at me. Who, bitch, who you coughing at?
It was never given that. But thank you. I'm going to let you get to the next caller. I love you.
Thank you. Love you for listening.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, so we're going to wrap here. Shout out to the people.